Today is the 10th of May, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we get along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book which you can download. You can also download today's script, by the way. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate it if you consider subscribing to the podcast. There are links in the episode notes. It's £1 a month, and your support will go a long way to making sure we can keep this going. If you'd like more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. But we always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? For the spirit of peace that calms our mind and stills our life, we give you thanks, O God. For the spirit of love that touches hearts and reaches out, we give you thanks, O God. For the spirit of joy that lifts our soul and gives us faith, we give you thanks, O God. For the spirit of power, that gift of grace, for this your church, we give you thanks. Amen. 1 Kings 22, verse 8. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one other by whom we might inquire the Lord, Micaiah, son of Imla, but I hate him, for he never promises anything favorable about me, but only disaster." Jehoshaphat said, "Let the king not say such a thing." In our final chapter in 1 Kings today, 1 Kings 22, we read about the war between Aram and the alliance of Israel and Judah. And it describes the death of Ahab as Elijah had prophesied. But in the chapter, there's an encounter with a prophet called Micaiah, who says that the upcoming battle would leave Israel without a shepherd. In other words, if Ahab went up against Aram, it would lead to his death. And this is the exact opposite message that Ahab was getting from the 400 other prophets who said that Judah and Israel would win the battle. And it kind of explains why Ahab hates anything from Micaiah. But as I was thinking about this passage, I found myself thinking about those dissenting voices that we often have and how much attention we should pay to those who tell us things that may be contrary to what everybody else is telling us. And in essence, it's a reminder to us to test the spirits, as John writes in 1 John 4. You see, it's easy when everybody is saying yes to believe that it's a done deal. But maybe we do need to be listening to the dissenting voices. So I have a friend called John. He works as a business coach, and he's a very successful business coach. And I met him because I had the privilege of being coached by him. And one of the best bits of advice that he gave me, and there are lots of really good advice that he gave me, but one of the best bits of advice that he gave me was to find the person in the room who disagrees with you and find out their reasons why. You see, we so often dismiss those who oppose us, but sometimes what they have to say is important. And we lose valuable insight and valuable experience if we ignore them. I'm not saying they're always going to be right. They will be wrong. Sometimes, many times. And there may be personal reasons for being that dissenting voice that can't always be rationalized. But they may still have important things to say. And like Ahab, we ignore them at our peril. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Kings chapter 22. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings chapter 22. For 3 years, Aram and Israel continued without war. But in the 3rd year, King Jehoshaphat of Judah came down to the king of Israel. The king of Israel said to his servants, "Do you know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us? Yet we are not doing anything to take it out of the hands of the king of Aram." He said to Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to battle at Ramoth Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied to the king of Israel, "I am as you are. My people are your people. My horses are your horses." But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "Inquire first for the word of the Lord." And the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 of them, and said to them, "Shall I go into battle against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain?" They said, "Go up, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no other prophet of the Lord here of whom we may inquire?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one other by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Micaiah, son of Imla. But I hate him, for he never prophesies anything favorable about me, but only disaster." Jehoshaphat said, "Let the king not say such a thing." Then the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, "Bring quickly Micaiah, son of Imla." Now the king of Israel and the king of Jehoshaphat of Judah were sitting on their thrones, arrayed in their robes, at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah, son of Chenaanah, made for himself horns of iron and said, "Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Arameans until they are destroyed." All the prophets were prophesying the same thing and said, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and triumph. The Lord will give it into the hand of the king." The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, "Look, the words of the prophets with one accord are favorable to the king. Let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably." But Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak." When he came to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we refrain?" He answered him, "Go up and triumph. The Lord will give it into the hand of the king." But the king said to him, "How many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Then Micaiah said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each one go home in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy anything favorable about me, but only disaster?" Then Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, with all the host of heaven standing beside him to the right and to the left of him. And the Lord said, 'Who will entice Ahab so that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?'" Then one said one thing, and another said another, until a certain spirit came forward and stood before the Lord, saying, "I will entice him." "How?" the Lord asked him. He replied, "I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." Then the Lord said, "You are to entice him, and you shall succeed. Go out and do it." So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets. The Lord has decreed disaster for you. And Zedekiah, son of Chenaanah, came up to Micaiah, slapped him on the cheek, and said, "Which way did the spirit of the Lord pass from me to speak to you?" Micaiah replied, "You will find out on that day when you go in to hide in an inner chamber." The king of Israel then ordered, "Take Micaiah, and return him to Ammon the governor of the city, and to Joash the king's son, and say, 'Thus says his king, put this fellow in prison, and feed him on reduced rations of bread and water until I come in peace.'" Micaiah said, "If you return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me." And he said, "Hear, you peoples, all of you." So the king of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah went up to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you wear your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Now the king of Aram had commanded the 32 captains of his chariots, "Fight with no one small or great, but only with the king of Israel." When the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, "Surely it is the king of Israel." So they turned to fight against him, and Jehoshaphat cried out. When the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. But a certain man drew his bow, and unknowingly struck the king of Israel between the scale armor and the breastplate, so that he said to the driver of his chariot, "Turn around and carry me out of the battle, for I am wounded." The battle grew hot that day, and the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans until at evening he died, and the blood from the wound had flowed into the bottom of the chariot. Then about sunset a shout went up through the army, "Every man to his city, and every man to his country." So the king died and was brought to Samaria. They buried the king in Samaria. They washed the chariot by the pool of Samaria. The dogs licked up his blood, and the prostitutes washed themselves in it according to the word of the Lord that he had spoken. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house that he built, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his ancestors, and his son Ahaziah succeeded him. Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of King Ahab of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Azubah, daughter of Shilly. He walked all the ways of his father Asa. He did not turn aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Yet the high places were not taken down, and the people still sacrificed and offered incense on the high places. Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his power that he showed and how he waged war, are they not written in the books of the annals of the kings of Judah? The remnant of the illicit priests who remained from the days of his father Asa, he purged from the land. There was no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of the Tarshish type to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, for the ships were wrecked at Ezion-Geber. Then Ahaziah, son of Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, "Let my servants go with your servants in the ships." But Jehoshaphat was not willing. Jehoshaphat slept with his ancestors, and was buried with his ancestors in the city of his father David. His son Jehoram succeeded him. Ahaziah, son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria in the 17th year of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. He reigned 2 years over Israel. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father and mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. He served Baal and worshipped him. He provoked the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger, just as his father had done. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of the words that we've read today as we bring 1 Kings to a close. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the young people in our towns. Loving God, we pray for the young people in our towns today. We thank you for their energy and their vigor, their particular way of engaging with the world, their potential, and their futures. Father, we pray for the 1 in 5 young people who are not employed, not in education or in training. And on this day, Lord, we cry out on their behalf. We say sorry when we fail to support and look after young people. We pray for the projects and opportunities that are focused on giving young people the chance they have to fulfill their potential. May you bless them, sustain them, and continue to inspire solutions that will give young people a future filled with hope. Father, we commit our young people to you today and ask that you hear our prayer. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.